every Wednesday at 4:15, and I don't know how this started.
We did this last year.
We did, okay. Yeah. I think I wrote, or we wrote something down on the run sheet, and you just decided...
We never came up with a real name for it. I think it started out, we do an NFL segment every Wednesday at 4:15, and I think last year, you were just... We never really had a name. It was like it started. Maybe it was the NFL Fun Bag or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then next, let's get into the NFL Butt Plug.
And then, you would like we'll text like what we're gonna do. You know, in the mornings when we're kind of shooting the S about what we're gonna do on the show, and then you'll put a at 4:15 the NFL nut sack,
right,
or just something just stupid,
and then it's incumbent upon you to come up with an open,
or I'll take that, or so I just said, okay, I'm gonna take this literally. It's supposed to be the NFL Fun Bag, but Corby keeps trying to give it cute names, so I just started doing opens, show opens for whatever it was that you would type, or I'd come up with something on my own or whatnot, but. It's just another excuse to create insanity on America's weirdest radio station.
So here are a few examples of what we are talking about throughout this season, the season of giving 2018.
Mm-hmm. Bienvenido a NFL Chum Dump. Una mirada en los deportes y la diversión. Con más sobre fútbol, aquí está Miguel y Cobrito.
God. What was it, the NFL chum dump
that you did in Spanish?
Fist it, NFL fist it, eat 'em up, yum. Fist it, NFL fist it, it's going to be fun. Hey everybody, it's time for the NFL fist it. Now with Matt Grander and Kirby Williams, here's the hammer. Damn.
God. Hey everybody, guess what time it is? It's time for the NFL fudge bucket. So reach your hand in that bucket and grab you a big old wet handful of NFL fudge.
Oh, so
now, with some stuff about football, here Mike and COVID.
Ooh-wee, look at that. Which God. Now, that's a drop. Mike and COVID.
here, Mike.
Yeah. Ugh. It's very offensive.
Yeah, I can't believe you made me read that.
Okay, keep going.
Most recent one.
Oh, no. Hey, guys, it's me, Melissa Etheridge.
Whoa.
I like headbands, drinking beer at Sue Ellen's, overalls, popular rock band 10,000 Maniacs, carpet, and pro football. So come with me to the NFL Lilith Fair and meet the Sarah McLaughlin and Natalie Merchant of sports, Mike and Corby.
She's so masculine.
She doesn't sound like that either.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's me, Melissa Etheridge.
No, boy.
NFL, I said the NFL, it's time for NFL, yeah, say a clutch. NFL, yeah, the NFL.
Clearly a give up.
NFL, and the sack clutch. Hey, everybody, reach down inside that big hairy sack and grab an NFL sandwich and join the boys for the NFL sack clutch. Right now on the ticket.
All right.
Boy, that was one
sack
that...
clutch.
Let's make this up 8 seconds before Mike does the time
check. Yeah, well, and you're doing it to the tune of...
The Sling Blade
the
Band.
The Sling Blade Band.
Get the
f***
out!
Oh, my God.
Hello, and welcome to the NFL Urinal Cake. Now, reach down in there, pick it up, and take a nice bite out of that big, tinkle-soaked sweet tart. And now, the masters of long, powerful, golden streams of NFL talk, Mike Ryder and Corby Davidson.
Tinkle-soaked sweet tart.
It always looked like a big sweet tart to me when I was a kid. I always wanted to eat it because it looked good.
It didn't smell that bad.
Why'd you put that in a toilet?
Yeah, right.
It could have been in my dessert.
All right, did we rummage through them or is there one more?
We got a couple more.
Okay.
Good ones.
All right.
Oh, my God. Just
Hey, ladies, this is regionally famous male entertainer Rod Dickhammer. How would you like to slip into my banana hammock? Yeah, cool. Then meet me tonight at LeBaire for my happy hour shift. In the meantime, enjoy some slippery, fully waxed football talk with two of my favorite fellow strippers, Meat Reiner and Ball Gag Davidson, for the NFL Banana Hammock.
Meat Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I don't know, but that is my jam.
I know.
They played that Sunday at the Cowboy game,
by
the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they played that at the game.
And that Steve Aoki?
Steve Aoki, yeah.
Oh, man. Email that to me. I want to listen to it on the way home.
What is that sound?
It's the sound of badass.
How do you do that?
You just do it, man.
Like, I hate that music, but God, that's great.
No, I want to go see it.
And then one more. Yeah, this is the most offensive.
Great.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
Hey, everybody. I'm former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Do you like crack? Well, I sure do. I also like the NFL. So grab that rock and pipe. Sit back, relax, and step into the NFL Crack House. Now, my favorite two crackheads, Freebase Reiner and Bubbles Davidson.
Bubbles.
Revisit.
Do you like crack?
Yes, I do.
Well, I sure do.
Well, we had a few that didn't make the cut. And are you going to play that from in there?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a few that didn't make the cut that were just kind of left on the cutting room floor. So we only have time to play one of them for you, but this is one that
this
we
one
decided.
Didn't, it didn't get approved because it was incredibly insensitive and it didn't make sense, right?
Well, you judge.
Tonight on an all-new NFL emergency room.
Doctor, we have a bad one here. Adult male, 35, gunshot wound, lower abdomen. He's losing blood too fast.
Somebody get that wound taken care of. There's too much blood. Jesus Christ, we don't have a pulse. Come on, people, let's get this man breathing.
Doctor, his vital signs are low. Blood pressure dropping fast. He's not gonna make it.
Don't tell me that, damn it. Nurse, get the defib out. I'm not losing him without a damn fight. Come on, breathe, damn it. Don't you die on me. No!
Doctor, he's gone. We've lost him.
Is his family outside?
Yes, his wife is.
I lost him. I'll have to tell her. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. We did everything we could, but he's gone.
With wacky anecdotes about the NFL, its players and executives, here's the master of mirth, Corby Davidson.
I don't know what just happened.
It just didn't.
It's like the saddest
bit.
No,
what a 180.
It's a
the most tragic.
He takes off his lab coat with the top hat on. A cane.
You should have seen the look on Corby's face when I decided on the music to bring in the announcer at the end of the hospital sketch. You were like, search clown music.
And now.
God, so stupid.
Well, that poor man lost his life.
I know, and his wife is going to raise her children alone.
I know.
But we've got the NFL emergency room, so
yeah! Hey!